I'm Marco Werman with The World. We're going to check in now with my colleague, Jeb Sharp. She's in South Africa reporting some stories for The World that will air next month, focusing on women in South Africa. Specifically, Jeb, what are you working on?
Hey, Marco, nice to hear your voice. I am here because we, The World, and PRI are doing a big global project on the status of women. And this is the first leg. And I'm here doing stories about women's lives after apartheid and trying to understand the trajectory of women's rights in South Africa.
And women's lives after apartheid, that could be a really big subject. So what are you finding out about that in Cape Town?
Well, I'm just talking to all kinds of people from all walks of life. But what's really interesting is that, you know, South Africa is such a complicated place, such a brutal history, and race and class and gender are all intertwined in there. But people are really feeling like gender is the next big issue. There are endemic levels of violence and sexual violence, and there's a real feeling that, you know, enough with the patriarchy already, and activists are really up in arms, and you hear all these conversations about this being the struggle now.
You've been posting photographs to Instagram while you've been there, Jeb, and I just want to ask you about a couple of people, portraits that have impressed me. I'm looking at one of a woman named Zetu Matabeni, and this is her quote in your photograph. "My mother is my role model. My mother represents freedom. It's not a given. You have to yearn for it. And in yearning for it, you have to go and fight for it. But it always comes." That line, "you have to yearn for freedom," that was really impressive. Tell me about Zetu Matabeni.
She's a really interesting woman. She's a scholar and an activist. She's a black woman, a lesbian, working on LGBT and gay rights issues. And what's so interesting about that quote is her mother obviously was in the struggle against apartheid, and she is now in this struggle about gender and LGBT rights. And she feels that way about her mother, partly because she, Zetu, grew up feeling accepted, and not only accepted, but celebrated at a time when her peers were not and were being thrown out of their houses for being like her. And she feels that in a place where it is dangerous to be a black lesbian, that she can be out and loud and vocal and activist precisely because her mother is this safe haven and will always represent that safe haven for her. It's really quite powerful to listen to her talk about it.
So her mother, as an anti-apartheid activist, kind of entitled her to be a lesbian rights activist, a gay rights activist.
In a way. I mean, I think they represent the whole ball of wax. But yes, this next chapter, I think, is sort of seen as part and parcel of a larger struggle.
All right, here's a wonderful portrait in kind of a woman looking outside. She's probably posing for you, but she just seems so natural. Her name is Malika Ndlovu, and you write she's raising sons in today's South Africa, and you had an incredible conversation with her. What did she talk to you about?
So, Marco, that's quite a serious-looking picture, right? You've got
the
great and the light and her contemplative expression. But actually, she is the warmest, most hilarious and really a performer. I mean, she is a poet and a performer. And in her interview, she basically performed. I mean, I was just laughing and crying and listening. And what she said is you wouldn't believe the poetry of being this feminist and growing up in this environment and suddenly having son after son after son. And then a son who's already had a son. So in her mid-40s, she's already a grandmother. And she said, you know, this is poetry, right? You know, there couldn't be anything more challenging. And she just says she has a huge vested interest in what kind of men they become, given the issues that South Africa is facing.
Jeb Sharp is the World's show producer and one of our veteran reporters. Great to catch up, Jeb. Have a productive rest of your trip. And we all look forward to hearing your stories when you get back.
See you soon. Thanks so much, Marco.
You can see some of Jeb's pictures from South Africa at PRI.org. And, of course, you can follow her on Instagram. She's at Jeb Sharp.